So first, just looking at that last part about the wicker baskets and the fragments and how many were picked up. You know, so Mark has told us previously of two episodes of the multiplication of the loaves. And when he multiplied the five loaves, he was in Jewish territory, and they had 12 baskets left over. When he multiplied the seven loaves, he was in Gentile territory, and there were seven baskets left over. And so we know with the multiplication of the loaves, it definitely has the Eucharistic connotation. But it's also the sufficiency of Jesus, that he supplies everything that we need. With no matter what we have, God can make it enough. So with the Gentile, or with the Jews, 12 baskets left over, there's 12 tribes of Israel. So God supplies enough. He is the provider for all of them. With the Gentiles, the seven baskets, and there was known to be seven Gentile nations, seven Gentile territories. So those 4,000 that he fed was a signification of the entire Gentile world. So in these multiplication episodes of the loaves, Christ is telling them, he's telling us that he is sufficient. That whatever littleness that you have, whatever weakness that you bring to him, he can make it enough to supply and satisfy for the entire world. And when he asks us today to guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod, what is the leaven? It's that little bit of stuff you add to the dough to make it rise. It doesn't take much, but it's powerful. Be powerful for good or powerful for bad. He's asking us to guard against that powerful for bad. The Pharisees, who are so concerned, we can say primarily on the external observation of the rules and of the laws. We can say kind of generally with no concern for the interior transformation of their hearts. They were counting on salvation, justification, by the perfection of the keeping of the law. It's focused on the externals. Herod, the government, this focus on this obsession with power and domination. And so as Christ is forming his inner circle, his closest companions who was receiving the mission, then to go out and really transform and change the whole world. He's giving them these cautions. Don't primarily be focused on the externals. Allow these truths to change your hearts. And yes, you'll be called to a leadership position, but don't be focused on power and domination. These things that were destructive to the Pharisees and to the Herodians, to the government. Don't allow that leaven to corrupt your lives. And that same caution is for each one of us. How focused are we on the external stuff of our life, of our appearance, of our reputation? And how focused are we on being the best, the most prominent, the most well-known, exerting our knowledge, our influence over other people? Or do we willingly serve, take the lower place, that position of humility? This is the invitation that Christ is giving each one of us today. Because each one of us is being drawn closer to him. And invited to spend time with him so that we can go out to the world and transform it. So allow this truth that Christ is sufficient. He can, he does, he will sustain all things, all times. Allow your heart to be transformed. Allow yourself to be the servant and be on guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and of Herod. Amen.